This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Get ready for the Book of Revelation, Chapter 11. Here's Dr. Davis.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and this is Truth Matters. And I just want to thank everyone for listening as we continue to go through the Book of Revelation. Today, we are beginning in Chapter 11. Last time, we finished up Chapter 10, where John eats the little book, and we talked about the importance of digesting the word and not passing on undigested truth. Today, we're going to begin in Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 through 14. But before we get into the scripture, I just want to remind you that we are still in the divine interlude between the sixth and the seventh trumpet. After the next 14 verses, then the seventh trumpet will sound. Let's get into the scripture. Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 through 14. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. For they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, which also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. In the first section of verses, even in the first verse, John is given a reed like a measuring rod. So we're going to talk about measuring the temple. But I just want to say in the outright that this chapter is one of the most difficult chapters to interpret in all of the New Testament. In order to understand it, we must maintain three presuppositions in our mind. So three assumptions in our mind. The first one is that this chapter is essentially a Jewish chapter of Scripture. It focuses on Jerusalem, the temple, and the Jews' place in end-time activity. Secondly, this is a prophetic chapter, not a historical chapter. The temple had been destroyed in AD 70, well before John wrote Revelation. And lastly, this chapter is to be interpreted literally, people's numbers, places, and events.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.